The Traveler's Journal, December 10th, with tips for traveling together, for better or worse. Kipling observed that who travels fastest travels alone, but having a good traveling companion does offer many benefits. Someone to share the planning, expenses, and eventual memories can enhance any trip. Of course, keeping close quarters for days or weeks on end can also test the best marriages and strongest friendships. It's always wise to start the planning process by talking about your expectations and reasons for taking the trip. It also helps to share a common approach and mutual purpose. An adventure seeker may not be well matched with someone who prefers to veg out on the beach. One good test is to each describe your ideal vacation day. You needn't match on all points, but sharing similar daily routines, energy levels, and interests does make things easier. Another good exercise is to each make two lists. On one, detail things that drive you crazy. On the second, list your habits and preferences. Comparing the two lists will reveal a lot about your prospective traveling companion. Even well-matched companions are wise to set ground rules before they go. One crucial point to cover is the budget. Agree what expenses and personal items will be shared. Agree on how much of the itinerary will be planned in advance and who will make the arrangements. Finally, discuss how you will resolve differences that may arise during the trip. Never push your partner to accommodate all your likes and dislikes, or vice versa. The best prescription for compatible traveling is a respect for each other's differences and appreciation of each other's strengths. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.